You know, it was humbling when God showed me that it was my greed that allowed the enemy to kill my daughter. And I had to deal with how I wanted to make money and use the gospel and be rich at the same time. And to have to face all that and while my daughter's body was still in the yard. You talk about a God, it'll tell you just like it is if you ask him the right questions. God, why did this happen? Because, oh, ouch. Humble yourself. See your own wicked junk. Then pray, and he'll heal you. He'll heal your land. Do you see what I'm saying? But say, oh, but don't, how could you say that? Because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I realize we're all messed up. Glory to God. But he's able to fix that. Whoa! And then use it for purpose. I'm not going to change the nature of my God to make me look faithful and him look unfaithful or hard to understand or impossible to understand because he seems unfaithful. No, we're unfaithful and he's still faithful. And when you get that revelation about your all things, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. And anything in your head saying, but what about this? But what about this? You need to stop that thing and say, well, wait a minute. That's an all thing too. Maybe it's from iniquity, but I've sinned. I've opened the door since then. Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't really matter how innocent you were when your all thing happened. Because you were born into iniquity. You were born into sin. You might have been innocent to some degree, but you were born straight out into sin and wickedness. Okay? Because that's the biggest one. But what about when it happened to a young child? It's horrible. God says it would be better to take, a rock, millstone, put it around your neck and kill yourself than to harm a child. That's what God says. So they better get right with God before they meet him face to face. But vengeance belongs to him, not us. And what we got to recognize is before that thing happened to you, even as a child, your Savior already died for you. He already made a way to heal you. He already brought you to a place of deliverance and healing. So all of your all things work together for good if you love God and are called to purpose. We'll go ahead and end. And I just want to pray. Father, I thank you for this powerful word. I thank you for this teaching, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I count it all joy. Whew, all of my all things. I count it all joy, Lord, that it's brought me to a place of knowing you better, of loving you more, finding you faithful. It got me into the word. It changed my heart. It caused me to persevere and to have patience and to endure until I really broke through to a place of trusting you. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for everyone's all things, Lord. I thank you there's no pity parties, but God, we're going to be a victorious people, and anything in us that wants to hold us back into pity parties, we're going to begin to recognize as the enemy, and we're going to take authority over it. And we give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Let me finish that one scripture. It hit me when I was doing that. It says, my brothers, count it all joys, James 1, 2. My brothers, count it all joys when you fall into various trials, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. Let patience have its perfective work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So what God is allowing these trials, the reason he didn't put Satan away the minute, he defeated him, is he was going to allow these trials to come to work the devil out of your life, to help you find these weak areas, to help you see where you were missing it, to help you be changed. And in that place of enduring, in that place of patiently going after God, finding truth, seeking him with all your heart, in that place, he was going to mature you, perfect you, and complete you. And to be complete is to have Holy Spirit in charge of every area of your life and every place that Satan has built in you, totally demolished. Every bit of shame gone, every bit of blame gone, every single coping mechanism under your feet, and you be a son or daughter of Christ doing the work that glorifies God. Hallelujah. That's what you were created for. And that's where all the joy is. That's when you can count it joy. You really can count it joy. And there's going to come a breakthrough when you can start seeing, when you get this all thing under the blood and you really get free, I'm telling you, you're going to begin to see family members saved. You're going to begin to see healings, miracles, the power of God flowing through your life. You're going to see deliverance. You are going to see the greater works the Bible prophesies. You are going to see, you are going to live the most exciting adventure no matter what point of the end times we are in. You will have so much fun glorifying God and doing the things God wants you to do. You won't even care if they come and take away your television. Ooh. You know, I was saying we need to really start believing that scripture about the oil not running out. Because at the price of oil right now, we might need to start believing on that one. You know, you need to start putting that oil in your car, the gas, and praying, God, make this go longer. You know, I won't tell anybody. I won't try to sell the car and rip anybody off and tell them they get 70 miles per gallon. But God, I'm just believing that if you don't financially give me the money to pay these differences, I'm your child, and I can believe that you can actually make this car go a lot longer than it's supposed to go. I mean, the day may come when we can't even buy gasoline. We may have to keep that gas going till we're raptured. When's the last time you filled her up? 2007. And it's like 2025, you know? Wow. God has a miracle for everything that can happen. We got to become a supernatural people to believe it.